The CRST election interviews are brought to you by CRST Election Information, West River Eagle, and the KIPI radio station. For more information, you can search up CRST Election 2022 on Facebook.
This is Lexi Keckler. I'm one half of the founders of the CRST Election 2022 Facebook page. We are doing candidate interviews before the upcoming CRST tribal election on November 8th, 2022. Today we are visiting with Kelsey Haskell, who is running for District 4 Council Representative. I'm going to go over the format quickly, and then we will get straight into the introduction and the questions. So this format will be quick and straightforward. I will give you a 3-minute introduction, followed by 5 questions. These questions were generated by our Facebook followers who are CRST members or residents here on Cheyenne River. You will have 2 minutes to provide and answer each question. Try to be clear and concise in your answer, because once the 2-minute timer goes off, we will move on to the next question. Once we have concluded the question and answer portion of the interview, you will be allowed to have a 3-minute closing before the interview concludes. Do you have any questions about the format? All right. And just a quick reminder, we are emphasizing our Lakota values on our Facebook page. So we're going to be conducting this interview with respect, and there will be no bashing or negative talk regarding our current tribal council members, executives, and or other candidate. All right, moving into it. So you have 3 minutes for a candidate opening, and I will set the timer right now. Go for it.
First of all, I would like to thank you and Jill for doing these interviews and for creating the Facebook page for our, not just our entire tribe, but for the young new voters who don't exactly know what's going on, where to vote, why to vote, and why it's important. So my name is Kelsey Haskell. I am a long life resident of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. I have always lived in District 4. I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, I'm a rancher, and I'm taking the step towards tribal council to try to do something different, make some improvements, try to open the minds here on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe so we could go forward and be more technology inclined, use our resources to our full advantage, and be more self-sustainable.
So our first question was a question that I sent to all the candidates earlier today. So the tribe has always struggled with getting and maintaining enough law enforcement. With our increased drug and crime rate, what is your plan to handle the law enforcement shortage? Or will the tribe consider cross-deputizing our county law enforcement?
I have always been a law enforcement supporter. Even if I was in the wrong, I have always supported law enforcement. I am for cross-deputizing. Right now, we are so understaffed in our police department, and I talk to cops all the time. The last person I talked to before I came here was a cop. I think cross-deputizing is important. If we can't get the housing here that we need for new officers to come in, we need to find other resources for law enforcement. I think that sending our officers to training is also important, and that's something that they want to do. I just don't know if we have the funding or if they have time to be away from their job to be getting the training they need while someone needs to be here enforcing the law. And everything goes back to housing. I know that's a huge issue, but if we could get even recruiting officers. We have some young ones right now that are in training. And if we could just get them while they're young, prove to them that we will send them to training, that they will have a job when they get home, I think is important. We can't send them off to training and then not have a job when they get here, but we need them so bad. And police retention is important. We have police officers walking away all the time, and we need to find a way to retain them.
All right, moving into question 2. How do you plan to inform your communities that chaotic planning, reactive versus proactive approaches don't align with our Lakota planning structures? How will you get back to seventh generation thinking where we are making sound decisions to help us now and well into the future?
Can you restate that first sentence, please?
Yep. How do you plan to inform your communities that chaotic planning and reactive versus proactive approaches don't align with our Lakota planning structures?
This is one of my favorite topics. So one of my favorite things to do is to sit down and have a conversation with people from all walks of life to understand where they're coming from and why they think the way they do. And not because their answers are right or wrong, but there's a reason their thought process is the way it is, the way they were brought up or their work environment or their home environment. So if we could just sit down and have a conversation without going to bashing someone or going to straight for personal issues and not getting business done, I think conversations are important. And I think if we could sit down at a table, not Zoom, actually sit down and have conversations, that we will get so much further than we have been. been.
All right. Moving into question three, it kind of piggybacks off of the seventh generation thinking. If elected, how do you plan to engage with the youth of our tribe? How would you include our youth who are away from home, at college, or serving in the military? And we're really looking for specific solutions, not generalizations.
That is also interesting, because one of the things I want to do is have a youth council. And even if I don't get elected, I still want to try to get into the school systems and have a youth council, whether it be each school across the reservation has its own, or if we could just meet, if every student could come and meet and talk about what the kids want, what they need, what interests them, what our shortcomings are, because we all emphasize on the youth. Everybody talks about the youth this, the youth that, and nobody really does anything and nobody really talks to them. I have conversations with kids all the time, good and bad. But if I could get with them as a group and get to hear their ideas, maybe we could create something that they want to be engaged in or something that they like to do. And I think it's important that we listen to them and we talk to them, not just what we think that they want.
All right. Question four. With our current tribal council, we have a lot of continuous turmoil. How do you plan to emphasize our Lakota values and bring back relationship building with council to accomplish the work needed to serve our tribe and our people?
I think this goes back to having our conversations, and that not everything I say is going to be right and not everything you say is going to be right. I think that if we were able to sit down and talk and actually have a conversation about what is going on and what we could do to change it, and if we could be okay with being wrong, I'm okay with being wrong. If someone else's idea is better than mine, that's fine. I'm all for it. But we need to find stuff that works and not something that just because it was your idea, it's right. I'm totally fine having an idea that actually doesn't work. That's okay. We can start again tomorrow and find something that works for all of us and actually go out to our communities and listen to them. I have a hand up actually on conversation because I am at the coffee shop all day long. So I get to see people from all over. And one of my favorite things is when elderly people come to me, and people I don't get to see all the time might come from the West End or the East End and tell me what's going on down there, or tell me they're proud of me. Tell me of the stuff that has happened, that they're glad that kids are getting involved and they're glad that young adults are finally taking the initiative to do something different. And I think that that has really kept me going.
All right, moving into our last question. This is also a question that I sent you earlier today and all the other candidates, the district representatives that are currently running. Tribal Council ultimately decides how we are going to spend our money. What is your plan to ensure fiscal responsibility for long-term progress and growth for our tribe?
This is one of the reasons I'm running also, is I don't know how the tribe spends their money right now. And I don't understand their fiscal responsibility at all, or if there is any. I know for one, we don't have any fiscal sustainability, or it feels that way as a community member. We have questions all the time as to where money is going, where it's being spent, why these numbers are so big, and we never really seem to get an answer. I'm hoping that a lot of our money and a lot of our numbers can be all digital, so we can see everything electronically, and that all of our reports will be accessible at a push of a button instead of fighting papers. I think that's very important. But as far as fiscal responsibility, these last few years, I don't know how to make that better. Plus, we've had a surplus. I mean, we've had so much money coming in these last few years that I wish we could track it. I wish I could see where it all went. But even if I asked for a report, I don't know if I would be able to see that, where it went, or what we have to show for it. But I hope that we can change that, and that everything is accessible, and that if we request something, we have access to it.
All right, that is it for our five questions. At this time, I'm going to allow you to make a closing statement. It can be the full 3 minutes. It can be 30 seconds, however you want to do that. And it can be regarding like campaign events that you might have coming up, contact information, or any other information.
Thank you. My cell phone number is on my Facebook page. It is on the internet. It's 605-200-0432 if you have any questions. And I don't think I necessarily just am running for District 4. I think I'm running as an active member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, so I try to represent everybody here. So even if you don't live in my district, please feel free to call me if you have ideas or questions or stuff that I could try to work on if I was to be elected. And even if you don't vote for me, go vote. It's so important that you go vote. District 4 will be at the bus garage on November 8th all day long. I can't offer any rides, but I have given rides in the past. I've made sure people have voted. It's important. Vote for your secretaries. Vote for even your district. It's just as important to vote for your district as it is to vote in the at large. And vote for your district chairman, your district secretary. Vote for everything. Attend your district meetings. Those have been more public now. I know in the past it feels like we weren't able to gain access to them. At least I felt that way. But now that I've been going to them, I see the post on Facebook. I get them messaged me in our inbox at what time we're starting and asking if I would attend. And I have been to every district meeting except for one because I wasn't able to get on the Zoom link. But those have been fun. I really like them because, like I said, we get to have conversations and get to meet new people. You know, get to see where they're coming from and what their ideas and what works for them. Because what works in Eagle Butte, you know, doesn't work in Cherry Creek or might not work in Swiftbird. Or, you know, I like to hear all of that, which is why I'm so up for conversations. And I just love to listen to people.
All right. Well, thank you for coming. I appreciate your willingness to be interviewed. I know not everybody is willing. Yeah. So good luck. And I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors, KIPI Radio and West River Eagle, for sponsoring the interviews, because without them, these would not be possible. So thank you.